Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we declare and decree blessings upon blessings upon each and every family that is represented here on tonight, Father God. We thank you for this new day, a renewing of our minds and of our spirits and of our hearts, Lord God. We decree and declare that we will be in a right spirit, oh dear God. We decree and declare that we will be in continual transformation of our minds so that we can serve you more readily. We decree and declare blessings upon blessings, oh dear God. We decree and declare healing among the sick that's on the sick list, Lord God, because Lord God, you said by your stripes we are healed, and Lord God, we decree and declaring healing right now in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that the ministry shall expand more exponentially, a hundredfold exponentially, oh Father God. We decree and declare, Lord God, that you will continue to be our stronghold, Lord God. We decree and declare that we will continue to stay girded up with our war clothes on, Lord God. We decree and declare that you will continue to be our Lord and our shepherd. We decree and declare that your word will be a lamp unto our feet, Father God. We decree and declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We decree and declare that we will walk in excellence, oh dear God. We decree and declare that you will continue to bless marriages and keep them on one accord, oh dear God. We decree and declare that we will speak and we will operate in unconditional love, Lord God. We decree and declare that you will continue to bless our children, to put a hedge of protection around them, oh dear God, as they walk to and from. We decree and declare that you will continue to bless our homes. We decree and declare the expansion of our territories, oh dear God. We decree and declare that we're on assignment and we're answering the assignment to which you have called us to do. We decree and declare that we will hide the word in our hearts, oh dear God, not just carry the word, but be the word and carry it in our hearts, oh Father God. We decree and declare that you will continue to keep us all on one accord. We decree and declare special blessings upon the Master Prophet Ebenard Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan, oh dear God, for opening up this line, for having this platform for us to come to cry loud so that we can spare not to your glory, Father God. We decree and declare that you will continue to elevate us in this season. We decree and declare that we will execute your plan of action that you have called us to do. We decree and declare that you will continue to bless the fivefold ministry to keep them all on one accord, Lord God. We decree and declare that you will bring each and every church together. We decree and declare, Lord God, that you will continue, Lord God, to allow us to just worship you in spirit and in truth. We decree and declare that you will soften our hearts, oh dear God. Take whatever that don't belong, oh dear God, and you just throw it away, oh dear God. We decree and declare that you will continue to wash us clean as snow. We decree and declare that you will continue to allow us to have a smile unconditionally, oh dear God. We decree and declare that you will give us the joy and you will give us peace and tranquility. Let's open up the line so that we can speak in our heavenly language.
Thank you, Father. In the name of
Yes, Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father God, for waking me up this morning. I thank you for the Master Prophet Ebenard Jordan, Archbishop Ebenard Jordan, and Pastor Deborah Jordan. I thank you for their faithfulness, and I thank you for the wisdom that you give them to share with us so we can globalize the prophetic worldwide. I thank you for your renewing of your thank you for renewing and restoring your people. I thank you for being Jehovah Rapha that is able to heal everyone totally. And I thank you for the total healing of Minister Bostic and Prophet Cynthia Dawson and Ray J. Baker and Sade Wilson and Kevin Nesbitt and Aisha Cooper and Mother Myers and for Prophet Alvin Turner and Ronald Blake and Marcus Fugate. And I thank you, Lord, for the newness every day. I thank you for grace, mercy, and peace. And I thank you that every tongue that rises against us will be condemned by you. And I thank you for teaching us how to rise above all situations. Thank you for all the prophets on the line and their families. And I thank you for the hedge of protection worldwide for all. I thank you for poem and prophecology that's coming up. And I thank you, Lord, for you multiplying us with wealth. And I thank you for the angels that help to assist us in when we write down our vision and make it plain, that they assist us in connecting us with right people in the season. And I thank you for you peeling off the layers of me that I could worship you with a clean heart, Lord. And I thank you for loving and creating me. And I thank you for wisdom and understanding and a fresh wind of peace in all the households worldwide. And I give you all honor, praise, and glory in Jesus' almighty name. Amen.
Father, this is the day that the Lord has made. We'll be glad and rejoice in it. Father, we just thank you for another day to come into your presence. Father, I thank you for every prayer that's uttered on this line. Father, I thank you for your love and mercy and kindness. I thank you for the strength that you give us all to move forward every day. Father, I thank you for the obedience and humbleness that you show us how to walk on this earth. Father, I thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. Without him, where would we all be? Father, I thank you for our leadership, Archbishop, Master Prophet, even our Jordan, and our leading lady, Pastor Prophet, Deborah Jordan. Father, I thank you for every legacy on this line that is represented tonight. Father, I thank you for the encouraging words that we are given that will help us move forward to open new doors. Father, I thank you for all the names that is listed on the prayer list tonight, Lord. Father, cover them like never before. Father, give them the strength that only you can give them. Father, I thank you for our men and women that serve in our country so diligently, whether they're from the Air Force, Navy, Army, or the Marines. Father, keep their families at perfect peace, especially around these holidays. Father, I thank you for the homelessness, Father. Cover them. I thank you for our elderly, Father. Protect them. Father, I thank you for our children, our family. I thank you for marriages, Lord. Keep them at a oneness, Lord. And, Father, I thank you for world peace. And I ask all these things in Jesus' almighty name. Amen and amen.
And, Father God, we give you all the honor. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. The blessings of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. So, Father God, I thank you for the joy of the Lord, which is our strength. I thank you, Father God, for the confidence and the boldness that you give your people to run to your throne. I thank you, Father God, for all of the things that you're doing for us in this season, Lord God. I thank you for healing. I thank you for restoration. I thank you for comfort. I thank you for completion, Lord God. I thank you for the speedy and quick recovery, Lord God, that your people begin to see, the healing in their bodies, Lord God, the restoration, Lord God, the miracles, Lord God, the victory over it all, Lord God, because in the end, we win. Lord God, I thank you for being a light to our path and a lamp to our feet, Lord God. I thank you for the new entrepreneurs that you're bringing forth in this season, Lord God. I thank you for the new streams of income. I thank you, Father God, for the new revenue. Lord God, I thank you for the windy ideas and the money-making ideas, Lord God. I thank you for the insight, Lord God. I thank you for the increase in intuition, Lord God. I thank you for the discernment and the awareness, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for forgiving us for our sins, what we not know what we do, Lord God. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your mercy, Lord God. I just thank you for the open doors, Lord God. I thank you for the opportunities, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for answering the prayers, Lord God, giving us the desires of our heart, Lord God. I thank you for the newness, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for the breakthrough, Lord God. We just come together, Lord God, giving you praise for the testimonies, Lord God. We just come together giving you praise for the next level of glory that your people shall walk in, Lord God. We just come giving you praise for the new things that you're doing in the season. We just come giving you praise for the blessings, Lord God, the breakthrough, Lord God, for the overcomers that should come forth, Lord God. We thank you for we are the lenders and not the borrower, Lord God. And I just thank you, Lord God, for the restoration in relationships, Lord God, the new commitments, Lord God, the communications that will be fixed, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the revelation, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God, for all these things that you're doing in the lives of your people, Lord God. We thank you for the healing. We thank you for the peace to those who are grieving in this time, Lord God. And we thank you for the comfort. We thank you, Father God, that you give us sweet sleep as we all return back to that slumber, Lord God, and give us those dreams that will begin to answer questions and give us the anointing to interpret the signs and the seasons, Lord God. We just thank you and bless your holy name for the things that you're doing in your people. And we thank you as we bless you in advance and get ready in expectation for the testimonies. It is in Jesus' name we pray and ask these things. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, God, for your mercy and your goodness, for your love and your loving kindness, and for bringing us together once again in unity, lifting up our voices to you this morning, God, giving you glory, honor, and praise, and praying for people, God. You said where two or three are gathered together, you are in the midst, and we thank you, God, for being in the midst of us, for hearing our prayers, God. Oh, God, look upon each and every person on the line. Those who are listening in, I ask you to bless them in a mighty way. Bless them in their going and their coming. Give them sweet sleep on tonight, God. Bless their families. Bless them in this holiday season, God. Give them peace, oh God. Thank you for the Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah. And bless them on their journey as they are relaxing on the high seas, oh God. God, bring great revelation to the Master Prophet that he will be able to impart to us on his return. And I thank you, God, for each and every person on the line, each and every prophetess. Oh, God, bless them and cover them, strengthen them, God, and prosper them. I also ask you to look upon marriages, Lord, the marriage of my niece and her husband, God, bless them and help them to get it together, God. Oh, God, you said you brought marriages together, not that they should go apart, God. And I ask you to remember each and every person whose name was called on the prayer list, God. I also want to add Prophetess Patricia Colbert. God, bless her, strengthen her. Oh, God, whatever she's going through, I ask you to bless her. And, God, thank you for my own healing. And, God, remember those whose names are on the prayer list and need healing. Thank you for Prophetess Cynthia Dawson. Bless her and strengthen her, God, and bless the works of her hands. God, I also ask you to remember the company of prophets, the entire company of Poem, Lord, the Jordan family. Bless the elderly, God, especially in this holiday season, God. Those who are alone, give them comfort, God. Bless their tables, God. Bless their everything that's about them. Bless them, God. Just strengthen them, God. Go into the hospitals. You're always there anyway, God. You're everywhere, God. You're omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent. So we know you're in the hospitals, God, but touch those people, Lord. In this holiday season, many dread the holidays for loneliness or illness or whatever they're going through, God. But you are the God who works everything out, God, and touch your people, Lord. And I thank you. God, also remember our government, God, and what they're doing, God. Help them make the right decisions and bless your people. Help them not to harm the poor. And I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Your word is very pure. Therefore, your servant loves it. My eyes are awake through the night watches that I may meditate on your word. Psalms 119, 140, and 148. Father, may the purity of your word purify our hearts as we meditate today on its unadulterated truth. Lord God, we want to thank you in advance, Lord God, for all the blessings that you continue to bestow upon us, Lord God. We thank you for the open doors, oh dear God. We thank you for the expansion of our territories, Lord God. We thank and we praise you, Lord God, that you will continue to heal the sick, oh dear God. We're claiming their sickness, oh dear, their healing right now in the name of Jesus, of any sickness that may afflict them right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we know that you are a healer, Lord God. I'm a living testimony with what your healing power can serve, Father God. And, Lord God, I want you to just bless the bereavement family of the young family, Lord God. Comfort them in this time of their bereavement, oh, dear God. Build them up, oh, dear God, and allow them to come together on one accord to serve you, oh, dear God. And, Lord God, I add my sister Simone Figueroa and her family, oh, dear God, to the prayer list, the Irwin family, the Hopgood family, the Gonzalez family, oh, Father God, the Rogers family, Lord God, that you will continue to uplift us, oh, dear God. Keep us all together so that we be tightly knit together, Lord God. I thank you for the company of prophets, my family, oh, dear God. I thank you for just continue to bless us in a mighty special way, oh, dear God. I thank you for the debt cancellations, oh, dear God. I thank you for the new ideas, oh, dear God. I thank you for expanding our brains, oh, Father God, so that we may be able to download what you have given us, oh, dear God, and impart it to your people, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the vision that you have given us. We thank you for the mission, oh dear God. We thank you for allowing us to write the vision and make it plain, Lord God. We thank you in advance for allowing us to withdraw from your bank, oh dear God, to continuously to reap your glory, Lord God. We thank you in advance for all the blessings that you continue to bestow upon our lives, oh dear God. We thank you, Lord God, when we're not worthy, Lord God, but we thank you that we could come and say we submit, that we humble ourselves unto thee, oh dear God. But Lord God, I just ask that you continue to bless us so that we will have a voice, that the people can hear you, oh dear God, that we will digress so that you can be glorified in this season, Lord God. We thank you for just giving us the manifestation of your word so that it can manifest in our lives, Lord God. We thank you for the visualization of the dreams that you have downloaded into us, oh dear God, that we can materialize it, oh dear God, and bring it into manifestation. We thank you for the open doors. We thank you of the breakage of the poverty chains on our minds. We thank you for expanding our minds and transforming us into a new being. We thank you for allowing us to be created in your likeness and your image and having the same power, oh dear God, to be the little gods on the earth, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. If we had 10,000 tongues, Lord God, we wouldn't be able to thank you enough, Lord God. But I want to say I love you, Lord God. I adore you and I shabbat you today on this day, Lord God. And we thank you for the people that are listening in the background, that their houses may be blessed 10,000 fold, oh dear God. And those that are constantly on the throne of grace, oh dear God, that you would continue to bless them a thousandfold as well. In Jesus' mighty name we pray and give thee thanks. Amen and amen.
I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my going. Father God, I thank you for you hear us. I thank you, Father God, for you see us, God. And you answer our prayers, Father God. If we call, you said you will answer, Father God. Now today we stand here for ourselves and in proxy with people on the line. We don't know who they are, God, but you know everyone, everyone's family, and everyone's heart on this line. And Father God, even if there's something that's not of you, that's in us or around us, I cancel that out, Father God. And we thank you for forgiving us of those things, God. We bless your name, Father God, because you said two or three gathered in your name that you were in the midst, and I thank you for being here among us. Today we give you the praise, and we thank you for the power to cancel out racism and hatred, Father God. We thank you and we praise your name, and we cancel out all these things that are trying to come against your people, Father God. Bipolarness, addiction, and cancer, and depression, and even worry, Father God. For we put our trust in you, God. We put our trust in you, God, and the people who are lonely, who are reaching out for relationships in these days, Father God, seeking even marriages and just to be with somebody, Father God, just awakening them that you are there, Father God, and we thank you for sending someone for them, Father God. We thank you for sight beyond sight. We thank you for reviving and renewing even in your people, your ministers and your prophets and your people of God, your power and love. We thank you for healing and salvation, God, and thank you for wisdom in this day, how to move, God, the things to say, the right things to hear, Father God. We thank you for discernment, Father God. We thank you for patience and power and even financial favor, Father God. And all the names that have been called out on the prayer list, Father God, I stand with them, Father God, standing, God, in that space, Father God, for their healing, their delivery, and even Tina Dixon, her surgery, Father God, being all well. The Zoe family, Father God, the Young family, Father God, Cynthia and Frank Tucker, God, I thank you for them, and I thank you for favor, healing around them, love around them, Father God. Only right-minded people can be around them, Father God. I'm seeing just healing for everybody, Father God, more love, God, for everyone, Father God. Thank you for each and every one of the prophets on the line, Father God. Touch their lives, Father God. Touch their hearts and their families and watch over their households, Father God. We give your name the honor and the glory and the praise, and we thank you for our archbishop and our pastor, Father God. Even on the seas, Father God, may they have divine connection and favor, and may people be blessed by their presence, God, and know that there are prophets on this ship also. God, we bless you and we thank you. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Father God, we give you our honor and praise and thanksgiving, oh God. We thank you, God, because this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God. We thank you, Almighty God, and we thank you for helping us to remember that your dear Jesus came on earth and dwell among us, O God. We thank you, God, that truly he is indeed Emmanuel, God's with us. We thank you, God, that since you are with us, we need not to worry nor fear, God. God, we thank you, God, that you are more than all that come against us, O God. And we thank you, God, for fulfilling our hearts with your great confidence and hope, God, for the Redeemer's sake, O God. And Almighty God, we thank you, God, for our thou only Son, God. And God, we thank you, God, for helping us to emulate Jesus' life on earth here, right now, this day and every day, O God. God, we thank you, God, that every day be as joyous as the day of Christmas, O God. And we thank you, dear Lord, for traveling mercies, O God. We thank you, God, for protecting us as we travel by land, air, or sea, and keeping us safe and guiding us wherever we may be. We thank you, God, for protecting us from accidents and keeping us free from harm to body and soul. And we thank you, God, for supporting us with your grace and keeping us mindful of your presence with us and your love. And we thank you, God, for bringing us home each and every day safe and sound. And God, thank you, God, for ordering our steps. And thank you, God, for keeping us perfect, whole, complete, and divine, O God. And God, thank you, God, that we are the head only. And thank you, God, for healing us from the top of our crown to the bottom of the soles of our feet. And we thank you, God, for our president, O God. We thank you, God, for giving him wisdom and strength, O God, to make the right choices, O God, for this country, your people, God. And God, we thank you, God, for the right divine relationships. We thank you, God, for relationship healing, God. And we thank you, God, for keeping our youth, God, and, you know, and fulfilling their hearts with your goodness, God. And we thank you, God, for blessing the schools, college, and all institution of learning, O Lord. And we thank you, God, for our leader, Master Prophet, and leading lady, Prophetess Deborah Jordan. And we thank you, God, for being with them as they travel, God. And we thank you, God, for keeping them and giving them directions in their lives and in the lives of your people, all your leaders all over the world as well, God. And God, we thank you, God, for comforting and graciously regarding those who are suffer affliction and who are sick, God. Thank you, God, for your healing power. And thank you, God, for your great mercy to all those that are shut in, O God. And Lord, we thank you, God, that whomever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment is already condemned. Because when you arise, the enemy scatters, O God. And we thank you, God, for your hedge of protection over us, our children, our loved ones, and all around us. For your name's sake, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, and let us give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for mankind. We thank you, Father God, that you are mindful towards mankind, God, and we thank you for the many blessings, God, that you have bestowed upon us, Lord. Now, Father God, we praise you this evening, and we want to say thank you for all that you've done and all that you're going to do, and we say thank you, Father God, because you said, let our requests be made known unto you, God. This evening, God, we pray for our nation, Father, and we pray for the nation, God, for peace. We pray for peace for Israel, God. We pray, Father God, for Syria. We pray, Father God, for the Arabic countries. We pray, Father God, that there will be peace and resolution, Father God. And, Father God, we pray, Father God, that the president, Father God, will continue to have a hedge of protection around him, God. We pray for the government. We pray that they will make wise decisions, God, divine intelligence, God. And, Lord, we pray for every city. We pray for the metropolitan areas, God, that you would cover them with your blood and that you would dispatch the angelical hosts, Father God, that have charge over those communities, over those cities. We pray for Los Angeles, Father God. We pray for San Francisco, God. We pray for Philadelphia, Father God, New York, God. And we pray for Chicago, Father God, and Texas and Puerto Rico. Lord, we pray that the hedge of protection will remain around your people. We pray, Father God, that you will send relief and help for those cities, Father God, that are crying out to you for, Father God, to recover. We pray that you will restore them, God. And we pray, Father God, for the nation as a whole, God.
God. You said that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. We pray for the salvation for the nation, God. We pray, Father God, that nations will be saved, God. We pray that religions, Father God, outside of Christianity, Father God, that they will be come to know you and come to know Christ, Father God, and Father God, that the gospel will be preached to them, and the gospel will be preached in the four corners of the earth. We pray, Father God, for unity. We pray for cohesiveness, Father God, symmetry and balance, Father. We pray, Father God, for the brethren. We pray for one another, God, that you will restore us. And we pray, Father God, in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Hallelujah, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thee, and multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore. And thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. We thank you, Lord God, that you restore every man what has been lost. We thank you, Lord God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue risen against us in judgment is already condemned. We thank you, Lord God, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of every stronghold and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And every sickness and every disease that exalts itself, we pull it down in the mighty name of Jesus. Every spirit of division and divorce and schism that lifts its head up above the knowledge of God, we pull it down in the mighty name of Jesus. Every spirit of abuse and addiction that lifts its head up against the knowledge of God, we pull it down by the blood of Jesus. And we thank you, God, for the victory and the breakthrough. For thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in heaven and in earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O God. And thou art exalted as head above all. No sickness or disease shall come nigh our dwelling. Therefore, we send it back to the sender, 100-fold return in the name of Jesus. Every disease, every cancer, every heart condition, we thank you, Lord God, for new breaths. We thank you, Lord God, for new lungs, new kidneys, new liver, new heart, new kneecaps. We thank you, Lord God, for cleansing our blood. In the we thank you, Lord God, that dementia and Alzheimer's shall not stick its head up, for we pull it down in the name of Jesus. And we call every elder connected to us healed, delivered, set free, and their youth is renewed as the eagles. And we bless you in the mighty name of Jesus, and we bless you for Archbishop and Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. And we plead the blood of Jesus over them, divine protection, divine safety, and divine blessing upon each of us and them and the first family and everyone on this call. We decree blessing, restoration, and repair. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Well, people of God, once again, another powerful call, another day's journey, and we're glad about it. We thank God for each of you. We thank God for his grace, his mercy, and his forgiveness. Thank you, Prophetess Glenda, for taking the lead on this morning, amen. On tonight. Amen. What a blessing you are. Amen. Prophets, thank you. Thank you, each of you. We appreciate your stand. We appreciate your faithfulness. We appreciate your leadership. Amen. And let's jump quickly into our announcements. I don't want to hold you. Amen. Join Archbishop Jordan for a live conference call Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, we have the New Year's Eve service coming up, December 31st, 10 p.m., an oil mixing service. Amen. At the Eagles House, 310 Riverside Drive in New York. Amen. If you want to RSVP, you will call 888-831-0434. Amen. And you don't want these calls to stop. You want to share, amen, with the ministry to defray the expense of these calls. Amen. Text your donation of any amount to 646-762-0433. And if you are on the emailing list or the mailing list, amen, you want to respond to the Master Prophets and the Archbishop's letters, amen, for therein lies prophetic instructions that will lead you to your prosperity. Amen. Also, if you're attending Prophecology in February, you must register. Amen. Register now at prophecology.com. Amen. Make sure you provide all of the necessary information so we may better serve you. Amen. Monday through Friday, 12 noon, Pop Life Radio. Join the live conference call with various prophets, Prophet Joshua, Prophetess Jessica, and Prophetess Deanna Kelly. Many prophets are taking the lead on these calls and doing a magnificent job in the teachings. And once again, join us for another Midnight Cry. This is the season, amen, of giving. Give the gift of prayer. Invite someone to these calls. Inbox someone who's posting sad news, trauma, illness, and transition of loved ones. Amen. Be a blessing to them and inbox them this number so they can come and we can stand with them for their healing and for God's grace in their lives during their time of need. Amen. Did I miss anything, prophets?
You have everything. You said everything.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much again for your faithfulness. And I want to call forth some of the prophets in the background to join us on tomorrow night or any night. Amen. Step up to the plate. Many of you are so busy doing other things and serving in various aspects of the ministry, but we would be blessed to have you stand with us on the Prophetic Midnight Cry with Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordy, our leading lady and wife of our Archbishop Ebenar Jordan. Amen. God bless you is our prayer, and don't forget to sow a seed of thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.